VFW Mobile.
KN4VFW KB4CBA.
David, how are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm just fiddling around here, making a lot of contacts on 40 meters on FT8 with Japan.
And I figured you were up doing some kind of FT8.
40 seems to be about the best right now. Of course, I haven't moved off of it for a while, but I always start at 10 and just made my way up down the band, the bands, and you know, so I kind of parked here on 40. I seem to be getting a lot of a good many contacts there in Japan and Australia.
World, it doesn't get much better than that, does it?
Can't complain. Oh, me. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So I guess you, are you off to work this morning?
Down the road out of Greer.
You need to start getting up earlier or something.
Four, usually.
Good Lord. Sometimes I get up at four to go to the bathroom, but I just go back to bed.
It goes off every day at four, whether I got to work or not.
It's good to get up at the same time every day. I don't mind sleeping in every now and then.
Once in a while, but usually the wife has to get up for work because she's working the weekends, or the dog will come in and jump up on the bed and say, "Hey, you're sleeping in. I need to go out." So I got to get up.
That can be a problem. those four-legged critters waking you up. Oh, me. Yeah, my wife house sits for her sister and brother-in-law. Her mom is staying with them, and so when they go somewhere, she's, you know, stays in the house, and her mom lives upstairs, and they have two cats, and one of the cats starts meowing real early, I think about 5:30 or something, wanting to eat, you know, so, and if she leaves the door open, they'll jump upon the bed.
The schedule and the routine is, don't they?
They're going to let you know right fast who's in charge.
Yeah, they'll definitely do that. I know mine. Sometimes she'll go in there and wake my wife up after she woke me up and says, "Hey, Dad's up. You need to be getting up."
Do you do any
FT8? I don't know. There was a lot of interference on my end.
Just asking if you do any FT8.
Not for that yet. And then the wind here about a week ago pulled my coax loose from my ladder line, so I got to get out and fix it. But then we're also thinking about cutting down a couple of big trees in the backyard, and that's where I got my cable hooked to pull my antenna up. So I'll be looking for another antenna here pretty soon, I imagine.
I'm fortunate because I just have a wire up in the trees. It's kind of 135 feet long, but it's kind of hard. The tree would have to fall. I guess the wire would fall down with it if that happened, but that's about the only way it's going to come down, I guess, unless one of those tie-down ropes broke or something, but I don't know if it would come down then. It might.
Something like UV-rated parachute cord. It runs from the top of the house to way up in the top of the tree, and then I just drop it down and hook the, you know, hook the center of the wire to it, pull it up in an inverted V. But that tree I got it across, we're going to take it down, get a little bit of more light in the backyard. It's like a 4-foot diameter, big old poplar tree. It must be 80 feet tall. And it can, I had it topped one time, but it's grown back out, and it can reach the house.
Yeah.
You're running late, KN4TFW.
Right on time, although a little bit later than normal.
Y'all go ahead, and I'll just copy the mail and see if I can hit a few more, make a few more contacts here on 40.
It's a Mustang, like dark blue.
Why, did I run you off the road or something?
One there the other day at Rutherford, waiting, and I saw it had an antenna kind of in the center of the back trunk and that, and I figured it probably was you.
Antennas on the driver's side of the trunk lid, and I've got a special tag with my call sign on it. So if you can get close enough. But anyway, I have a couple of stickers up on the left rear glass at the top where, one says, one is a back the blue, sticker, and the other one is, says, it's bigger, it says adopt a cop on it, so those are my distinguishing marks on my car.
In front, I just noticed that there was an antenna, and it was the Mustang, and you were just sitting at the red light when I passed in front of you, so I figured it was probably you. It was in the right area anyway, KN4TFW.
It was, because I'm on Rutherford and Wade Hampton a lot, and 291, Edwards Road. Those are probably the four roads I travel more than any around here, and it just depends on where I'm headed.
Get back to the FT8 and you have a good afternoon, and maybe you'll be able to take your nap this afternoon.
A good day for it. I don't think I'm going to get any tennis in.
Raining at noon.
Carry on, and if I have something to say, I'll jump in there. KB4CBA.
What were you doing last night, Andrew?
Upper, I found a kielbasa sausage and green peppers and onions in the fridge. So that's what I fixed me for supper. And then after that, I got started on the, I joined the Tron Thermal Belt Club net. And then it went to the Simplex net. Started out rough, but then once it got rolling, I felt like it picked up pretty good.
KO4, HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Patrick.
It's kind of rocky, but and then it got smoothed out.
Right, as we started wrapping up.
Peter Simplex, that sounds a lot like HF and somebody calling out POTA, right?
This is more geared towards passing a message along. So, like, Patrick's on the other side of the mountain. He's got to have certain people that can contact him.
Hey, can talk at the same time and it's all garbled up.
Button, I couldn't hear but one, so I was good.
Not much. Not hardly anybody doubled last night.
It's a learning experience, and I had a good time.
Steve, because he don't live that far from me, and he can hear stations I can't. Like the one that you can hear, Patrick, I couldn't hear him at all. Even with the squelch all the way down, I couldn't make him out.
Squelch all the way down, and I just barely could pull him out.
I have beam mounted. That's what I need now.
I'm home, there's going to be all kinds of antennas on the house.
What? Big deal with one more.
To notice.
Really need at least one or two more, because I need one for GMRS that way I can quit sacrificing my 2 meter antenna, and then I need one. It'd be nice to have a beam.
Beam is nice. The problem is for me, if people get on there and they talk so fast and you don't have time just to tune the beam to them, rotate it around.
Are you just marking on the dial where to go, or is it software driven, or how does your rotor work?
It is just you hold the brake down and counterclockwise or clockwise, and you go till you get the best signal, and then I kind of write it down on a piece of paper so that I know. It gives you north, east, west, and south, and then an azimuth of 360 degrees.
Antenna up, do you align it to try to have it perfectly north? That way when that starts your 0 point, that way you can dial it in, or do you just kind of randomly?
It's not exactly north. The calibration knob was off, didn't realize it. And I'm not taking it back down to do that, but I got it as close as I could. There's a calibration knob on there, so you can dial in a true north.
Like if you, I know like Ham Radio Deluxe software has a rotor program, but I wonder if it'll tell you what degrees to put the antenna in to align with a certain contact on a map.
On that, now it may, but the other rotor I got is a little more sophisticated, so it may have that, but it was too heavy for the poles to put up.
A big old 40 meter beam that'll do what, 40 and 20 at least?
Yeah, that 40 meter one would be pretty big, wouldn't it?
Or get you a stepper IR. Antennas, but they're expensive as all get out. So inside the antenna, you know, they got the normal setup basically, but there's some real fancy technology inside of it where the elements extend and retract inside of something that will change the frequency of what it picks up. So instead of it just being residential like 40 and 20, you can dial it in and bring the residency where you want it to. Very expensive. I would definitely check out the website. They're made in the United States over in California. I assume the company's over there, but Stepper IR.
Get out. I was, you know, looking at some that would do like, you know, 10 through 20 and stuff like that.
Well, I remember, I'll send it to you. I mean, I'd love to have one. People talk great things about them, but holy crap, they're expensive.
What are we talking here? A couple thousand or what?
So you have just, you've got the dipole, or not the dipole, you got the beam, and then you have a control box for the beam, and I assume you'd have the rotor control, but then you also have the element control, which changes the frequency.
Some little gear-driven motors in there that retract and extend the elements.
Exactly what they got. I'll come out here in a second, I'll tell you. Really neat ones. I've definitely eyeballed one, but just that step in cost is The only thing that would hold me back where you can buy a normal beam for a lot cheaper.
You could put all bands together at one time. I mean, might be worth it if you were just going to do one antenna.
Beam, it'll definitely be one I'll consider. What's his name? Josh, KI6NAZ, over, you know, he does the ham radio crash course. He's got some videos on his stepper hour.
To go check them out. I think I know which antenna you're talking about, but I don't know for sure.
Right now, so I hope y'all don't lose me. I'm in my parking spot.
Yeah, still got a copy on you. Hey, yesterday I saw a car what looked to be a BMW by the shape, but it had like a wrap on it with, you know, all kinds of lines on it, so you couldn't see the real shape. You got something new coming out?
And the camouflage is to break up the body line. So obviously you can tell it's a BMW and you can tell the shape of it. And it'll still have the roundel. It'll be blacked out. But it really, the camouflage is really there just to hide the body lines. So you can't really get a great idea of what they've done there.
Yeah, you had one of them big radar things in the center of the grill like you see on the big trucks.
Excuse me? You know, they'll add all different kinds of crap to it and drive it and get different readings and whatnot off of it. On the Stepper IR website, let me see what we got. A Stepper IR DB36 Yagi does 80 through 6 meters. And let's see, with the controller, it's
$7,937. Man, I
used
to have a good radio for that device.
I didn't get to 40 through 6, and it's only $5,087. And they're on sale right now.
One that goes 160 through 6?
91. Let's see, you can get a 3-element Yagi for about $4,000.
Use, an antenna, you know, that's motorized, it goes up and down, and put it sideways, and then put a reflector on it, and make it work that way.
All kinds of stuff. Here's a 2-element Yagi. So the element, you got the rear drive element, or I guess that'd be the reflector, I don't know. But anyway, it's weird. I'll send it to y'all. It's $3,394. That comes with a control box and everything. I assume so. But yeah, $3,394 for 40 through 6.
Guys, I'm in the black hole, so I'm going to have to make the jump over to 285.
Watch there, KN4 TFW clear.
KO4 CEF clear.
KO4, yes.
CEF. Hey, here's an urban beam. I'll send y'all this one. So it doesn't have a... It's weird shape. Looks like a butterfly. It does 40 through 6, and it's only $27.55. Ours got a crank IR, 80 meters through 2 meters, and it's vertical. It's weird looking. I'll send it to you. It's only $11.94.
Input frequency either.
I'll transfer
you might be able to program your radio to have the input frequency as the listen or receive frequency, and the other way around for transmit.
I can ask somebody tonight that I'm going to see, but I don't know for sure, but I will ask. Be nice if I could join in on the thoughts on it.
I was wondering, because, like, my radio, what I plan on doing for that little bit of a fox hunt of sorts is I'm going to turn my radio fully programmed out for all the repeaters in the area. I'm going to set the VFOA as the input frequency and just listen to see if I can.
Just a second, I'm backing into a
fucking
truck.
Chandler, am I getting into the repeater still?
Go
N&H Mobile.
Good morning, Fred. I heard you and Chandler talking there a minute ago.
And the repeater, I'm driving up to Simpsonville right now. Nothing much. I'm going up to the hardware store. I'm going to pick up a few rattle cans of paint. I got a few things I need to paint up at home, just some side projects for my 3D printing little shindig I got going on. But I'm thinking about going on a bit of a box up to that QRM today.
Well, hopefully you can help out there.
I'm going to give her a spin, see what I can do, but in the Malden, Simpsonville area, while I'm down this way, hopefully I'll be at least be able to help out someone with that.
Anything we can do to get rid of that QRM?
Hey, you're up mostly during the day compared to me being awake during the night, but how bad is it during the day, if you don't mind me asking?
Some days it's not there at all, and then other days it's just constant.
Okay, I just forgot to ask. I'm sitting here thinking about trying to figure out how often it is. Good day, Patrick.
Usual today, running Tuesday route. Nothing special that I know of. Hopefully the rain holds off till I can get almost done anyway.
The rain, I don't see a single cloud in my area right now.
Excuse me, I don't think it's supposed to be here till around lunchtime is what they were saying on the radio a minute ago.
I knew it was going to rain, I just didn't know when. How much stuff they have are y'all move over there over the weekend?
26-foot box truck full.
Cow.
Stacked up and put away on shelves, so it went good.
About them wanting people to go out there and help do the like spreadsheets and stuff. Is it all going to the swap net, or is it all kind of being dispersed? How's all that playing out?
My understanding, and don't take that as the rule by any means, they're going to go through it, and then the club is going to be offered to the club first, and then go out to the swap net and everything to wherever else can't remember now.
Here, I was really curious. I was telling my dad about it. I called him after that announcement was made. I was very curious about that. I just didn't know anything.
If I hear about it, I'll try to let you know.
I appreciate it, but heck, I couldn't even make it to the meeting last night. I was knocked out still.
Hey, go for it, WWC, Mama.
Scale 4 NH.
Good morning, Chandler. KO4HKX here.
Patrick, good morning, Fred. How y'all? Fred, I just coming back to you. But Patrick, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I just making my way down the mountain.
Around the mountain, you just coming around the mountain, request on Facebook last night. Your Facebook profile picture, I think, is a picture of your truck, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is, and I have been on Facebook last night, so I hadn't seen it.
That's quite all right. Just, you know, whatever you want to accept it, but if you don't, that's fine.
Taylor, you got me giggling over here, man, with that.
That's the point. Your driver's got to have a good morning, right? What's the morning, how's the morning good if you don't have little laughter and smiles in your morning?
Stanley, I don't know, man. Patrick, you know the story, but Patrick, I don't think you want to let this Anna throw that pressure cooker down your tool truck anytime soon, buddy.
Y'all got me laughing over here this morning.
Always good to laugh, Patrick.
Bus already this morning?
Waiting on my driver. And then I'll be heading out, and I have to sign off. It's right now, I'll need him to talk. This afternoon and tomorrow afternoon, you're going to encounter some bad weather.
What I've been hearing, it is what it is. There's nothing I can do about it.
I understand. Stand up. Yeah, control. What God has in store for us. Up the hair ball.
Gentlemen, I just hit my destination. He's going to get out here. He's very painful. This is Channel 4 at 873.
Fred, have a good day, and talk to you on down the log. KO4HKX.
3, Fred. KO4WWZ.
That time of year where everybody's coughing up something. This pollen's killing everybody.
Yeah. Especially how high it is right now. Awful.
I'll say 7-3s. I'm pulling into my next stop also, or my first stop. So, you have a good day, and I will talk to you later. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, thank you. Have a good day. Be safe this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon, and I'll be clear. It's KO4WWZ. I'm clear and listening. 7-3.